Project manager Lindsay Humble says the Perry Nuclear Power Plant has become sort of the family business.
My mom had worked here before, my dad worked here, and my aunt works here now. Still, she's retiring after 30 years in May.
Humble says there's a sense of community among the 700 people who work here at the plant, which sits along the northeast shore of Lake Erie.
If we have specialty, you know, welding or grading that we, you know, take to a lot of the local places, so we're putting a lot of the money back into the community, and not just our local community in Lake County, but also in the state as well.
Humble is joining her coworkers and many local community leaders in calling for help to save the plant. Perry and the Davis-Bessey nuclear plant in Ottawa County are run by First Energy Solutions, which is filing for bankruptcy as a restructuring plan that separates the power generator from its parent company, First Energy Corp. As part of the filing, FES has laid out a plan to close both of its nuclear power plants by 2021, but it also clearly says that they're trying to get, quote, legislative relief. That's where state lawmakers come in. For a few years now, legislators have been trying to pass a bill that would create subsidies for nuclear power. The general premise is to credit that power for its zero emission of carbon. A rough draft of the latest proposal allowed for rate increases on electric bills. Ohio gets about 15% of its energy from nuclear generation, while coal and natural gas make up the majority. Chris Elliott, site operations manager at the Perry plant, says it's vital to embrace nuclear as an energy source in order to diversify the state's energy portfolio.
I think it's really important to have diversity, and I'm not saying that because I am fond of nuclear. I just think when you look at any industry, it has to have diversity to be successful.
But there are opponents who aren't convinced. Conservative groups don't like the idea of a so-called bailout. Micah Derry with Americans for Prosperity Ohio says this kind of plan ends up being a form of corporate welfare.
Companies that have enough money to be able to advertise on stadiums in Cleveland, but somehow need a taxpayer dollar shore up in order to actually pay for their profit.
Americans for Prosperity has been known to support fossil fuels, but as Derry points out, they've come out against a similar proposal that would prop up struggling coal plants as well. And you have environmental groups who believe creating credits for nuclear undermines the standards created to help the renewable energy industry. Dick Munson with the Environmental Defense Fund agrees with Derry that First Energy, not the taxpayers, should be responsible for its investments.
They are uneconomic. They just don't make it in the marketplace.
But local leaders in Lake County say the plant is worth saving. Perry Local Schools Superintendent Jack Thompson says the town would not be able to fill in the financial gap left behind if the plant were to close.
If you just go to any of the towns that have lost their nuclear power plants, you could see what the future would be like in Perry without it.
Munson says he understands the human element that comes with a nuclear plant shutdown, but urges that's all the more reason for the legislature to shift their focus.
We have to think about how do we deal with the economic implications of closures. You know, you lose one of your largest employers, you've got a tax impact that hurts schools and, you know, police, etc. So, yes, we need to think about economic development consequences.
As for Elliot, he says managing the plant is the job he was meant to do.
I'm going on 15 years now working here, and had no idea what I was getting into when I got here, but this is what I do now. I love nuclear power, everything about it, and if this place was to go away, I'd be finding a new job in nuclear power somewhere else.
Both Republicans and Democrats have expressed interest in legislation that could help nuclear power plants. Republican Representative Jamie Callender, who represents a large portion of Lake County, has been leading the charge on creating the policy. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.